This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want you to notice that the disciples give Jesus an order, which when you think about it is pretty stupid. When you think about it, the disciples tell Jesus, send these people away. Tell them to get out of here. They need to eat. There's 5,000 men. Who knows how many women and children there were with them. Send them to the villages so they can get lodging. Send them to the villages so they can go to the market and buy food. And I want you to notice what Jesus does. He turns to the disciples and he says, you give them something to eat. Folks, when you talk about this miracle, there was a man years ago, a famous man that many of you have heard of, by the name of Albert Schweitzer. He was a strong example, moral example of a human being. But Albert Schweitzer believed that what Jesus did was take these little crumbs from the loaves and the fishes, and he just subdivided it into tiny little pieces, and everybody just got a little communion-sized piece of bread. Folks, I have more trouble believing that than what really happened. Other people have said, well, what happened really, if you want to know the truth, Jesus just inspired everybody to share what they brought with them. If that were the case, the disciples wouldn't have said, get rid of them, if they knew they had food with them. I believe this was a miracle, a physical miracle that Jesus performed, and here's why I believe it. The Bible says Jesus was present at creation, which means the whole shooting match is connected with him. This is small change. If you created the universe and you put the stars and you put the planets in orbit and in gravitational orbit and all the stuff that's going on around us in perfect gravitational orbit, and you did that, multiplying a few fish and a few loaves of bread is small change. It's nothing. So I believe this actually happened. And this Jesus who multiplied the loaves and the fishes is the same one who's interested in meeting your needs. Remember that? I want to bring up the third principle here. It's possible to focus more on what we don't have than on the one who has everything. This can happen individually, as I said earlier. It can happen as a family. It can happen as a church where we obsess over what we don't have. There are churches who don't support any missionaries at all because they say, well, we just don't have the wherewithal, the means to do it. And they said that 50 years ago, and they said it last year, and they will say it 5 years from now. We don't have the means to do that. Can I tell you a powerful story just from the church where I was yesterday? Just a dramatic story, and I'm 99% sure what I'm telling you is true from my memory. And I remember, vaguely remember from the late 60s or early 70s, this church was destroyed by a tornado. I remember talking to the minister who said the church was destroyed and it was perhaps about this size or maybe even a little smaller. And the only thing that was left standing in the tornado was the pulpit. And I remember him telling me, he said the Bible was still open. The pulpit Bible was still there. And the building was just obliterated, but the pulpit was there with the Bible. And it was a very powerful symbolic symbol for those people. But they focused on the one who has everything, Jesus Christ. They focused on him, not on what they didn't have. They'd focused on not their resources, but on the source. Don't ever get to the place in your life where you're focused more on your resources than you are the source. What matters is the source, not your resources. And God Almighty, who takes care of the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, is the one who is aware of what you need. He knows what this church needs. He's aware of everything that's going on in our lives, and he is the God of provision. The Lord will provide.
We'll continue this message tomorrow. A reminder about visual stories on our website. It's called Visual Stories on crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.